This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 10th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's 787 Dreamliner program may benefit from a loosening of FAA fuel tank fire standards. The Seattle Times reports the FAA, which earlier had supported a requirement for all commercial aircraft operating in the U.S. to have systems to render fuel vapors inert by 2010, has concluded the requirement is impractical and will back it down to a requirement for a main system and one backup, not two backups. The proposed rule had been prompted by a finding that a 1996 mid-air explosion brought down TWA Flight 800, caused by a spark igniting fuel vapors in the empty center wing tank of a Boeing 747-100. The FAA reportedly revisited the issue after Boeing told the agency the new composite 787 would be unable to meet the new standard. An unusual federal lawsuit against Jeppesen by five terrorism suspects who want compensation for the company's role in their alleged torture was dismissed during the Bush administration, but it was appealed in a hearing yesterday before a three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. KPIX-TV in San Francisco reports the five, who are citizens of Ethiopia, Egypt, Italy, Iraq, and Yemen, all say they were tortured in foreign countries where they were sent by the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency before winding up as detainees at Guantanamo Bay. They want to sue Jeppesen for its role in providing logistical support for the CIA flights that took them to Egypt, Morocco, and Afghanistan. So far, the Justice Department says it will continue its motions to dismiss based on the premise that state secrets would be revealed in a trial and the greater public good is served by dismissal of the lawsuit. The American Civil Liberties Union, which is representing the plaintiffs, rejects the secrecy argument. Quote, government officials at the highest levels have spoken publicly, repeatedly, and in detail about the CIA's rendition and detention program, unquote. The court is expected to consider the case and issue a ruling at a later date. General aviation manufacturers are apparently finding it difficult to estimate the potential bottom of the 2009 sales slump. Just days after announcing its job cuts would grow to 4,600, Cessna told some remaining employees on Friday they'll work shortened weeks. Cessna spokesman Doug Oliver told the Associated Press the schedule changes will be effective this Friday the 13th and continue for 7 weeks. Quote, the key is to keep inventory from building up and to make sure that we're producing only the parts we need to produce the number of aircraft we're going to produce this year. We think we are at a level, given current economic conditions, that will carry us through this year and perhaps even next year, unquote. A group of 22 U.S. airlines had been in a fight with the Transportation Security Administration, arguing that about a quarter of the security fees they've paid since 9/11 to conduct airport screenings were unjustified. The disputed charges amount to about $100 million each year since 2005. The Chicago Tribune reports that a three-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington has dismissed most of the challenge, but that one complaint did stick, that TSA has been improperly charging the airlines for the screening of non-passengers. The judges have ordered TSA to recalculate those disputed charges. TSA calls the ruling, quote, another positive step in resolving this ongoing dispute, unquote. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. U.S. Airlines improve on-time performance in 2008. Boeing and its unions get a sobering warning. And a pilot is charged with perpetrating a hoax at Plattsburgh. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Doug Stewart, spokesman for the newly forming Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at our website, www.aero.news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.